this new center, the UNC Center for Bronchiectasis Care, is a recent new phenomenon. It's not only comprised of lung doctors, pulmonary doctors. There are a number of other kinds of disciplines that are available for a patient. Could you describe some of those other services that a patient could reasonably expect to have?
One of the reasons, really, that those of us that are at the gestation of this site several months ago decided to proceed with creating the site is that we've been doing this for many years. I started doing this kind of thing as a fellow with Dr. Knowles, who's part of the center. And really, you could argue we've been doing this, why create a center? Well, visibility, access to care, this kind of thing prompted me to create the center. But also, I thought it would be a good idea to harness the expertise of other people at UNC besides just lung doctors and those of us that have been doing this as our bread and butter for many years. So I've collaborated, and many people who have very, very great expertise at UNC have agreed to help us manage this center. So, for example, ear, nose, and throat doctors have agreed to help us and expedite care as best as possible because many of these patients have sinus disease, nose disease, ear disease. I've enlisted the help of an infectious disease doctor because managing these germs, managing the antibiotics, the complex regime of treatments is not trivial. And many other experts, radiologists, for example. Sometimes we have to really pore over the CAT scan to focus on very specific areas of disease. For example, those that might be amenable to surgery. Access to a really good chest radiologist is so important.